This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
It's that love that'll drive someone like me to kill the Jesus Christ.
To kill the Jesus Christ. All right, then. You know what?
I
know
I would kill the Savior for you.
I know you stumbled through that one, Logan, but you know what? It's funnier because of it.
It's that love that'll drive someone like me to kill themselves over someone like you if it means saving their lives. Don't believe me? I'll prove it right now.
Give me that spear. Where's Jesus?
It was a lance, and it was a lance of Longinus.
Isn't that what you called your penis that one time?
God, I hope not.
I've always called my penis the Oracle at Delphi, so... What? Why is that a... That's not that bad.
That was a lot of blood.
Coming to the Mayerhof for 37 weeks only. This summer, Night Horse Media brings you the sensational, groundbreaking new performance piece that is taking the world by storm. Cirque du Fanfiction, Mouthword Mysterio. This tantalizing spectacle will titillate all your sensory organs. You'll be stunned from start to finish as your entire being is assaulted by the majesty of over 2 hours of combined high-flying acrobatic displays, acting out erotic fan literature as performers recite it. Featuring special guests Gritty, the Fort McMurray Fire, the Ouya, a damaged rice paddy, and the Royal Academy of Quebec Square Boobs dance team, Cirque du Fanfiction Mouthword Mysterio is an experience not to be missed. Get your tickets now at FridayNightFanfiction.com for the event of a lifetime.
Because every single thing is a Simpsons meme. Please enjoy.
Burning Gas Pain Land.
Burning Gas Pain Land. Oh no. Why is Maya not in Smash? Sakurai was quoted as saying porn.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
Porn.
Considering some of the other characters that are already in there, I'm going to call bullshit.
Pretty sure there's more porn of Maya Shiranui than most of those other characters. Except for maybe like Peach. I bet Peach has a lot.
Yeah, Peach has got a lot. Especially since lesbian Bowsette is a thing.
And Pikachu has a lot, too.
Let's pull out the old hat of Rule 34. Let's see. All right, so my Shiranui has 4,894.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Peach, well, it's under Princess Peach, has 9,092.
Yeah, not surprised by that.
How much does Samus have? 8,017, so that's more.
Yeah, but how much of that is Samus in her power armor?
I don't know. Wii Fit Trainer only has 1,000. Mai definitely has more than that.
What about Bayo?
Oh, Bayonetta?
Yeah, that's important.
Only 1,500.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't think they're including the several hundred doujins I've read of Bayonetta. There was one.
There are not 100.
There are a hefty amount. I remember one specifically where her and Luca were just hanging out spooning, and then she stuck a lollipop down his dick hole.
Yeah, I remember that one. And the lollipop had, like, aphrodisiacs.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm like, you could just give him a blowjob. I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, but then she did give him a blowjob while he had the lollipop in his dick hole.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm into that, man.
I don't know, Steve.
Before
you are into
no,
that, right?
No, I'm gonna head that shit off right the fuck now. Not happening. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. This is the last episode of Season 9. The last thing we have before going into double digits.
God damn, we're old.
We're getting old.
We're almost legal.
What? Where?
Alabama.
No, we're not.
Jeez, no, that's not illegal. It's just not frowned upon by the community. There's a difference. It's frowned upon by the rest of the world and all civilized peoples, but not the communities in Alabama. And probably not all of them. If there's anybody here listening,
yeah, let's not rip on Alabama. We don't know who lives there.
I'm going to put the same disclaimer out there as I did for the Amish. If for some reason you are in Alabama and you do not tacitly approve of whatever the fuck weird shit goes on there, we're not lumping you in there. To us, you never were from Alabama in the first place.
That's
what?
That's a terrible sentiment. And also, why were you ripping on the Amish? What did they ever do to you?
I don't remember.
We're making fun of them about something. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, it was a few episodes ago, but it happened, and I apologize. First of all, I can't think of anything better to do with somebody's rum springer than listen to Friday Night Fan Fiction beginning to end. Or to current episode, because this is not the end.
I'll be real. I don't want to rock somebody's faith that hard that they would question the existence of God by listening to our show.
Well, no. The point of the journey is to go out and experience the world so you can see, God, it's fucking horrifying. Let me go back to my Amish community.
Yeah.
And this would be a perfect way to do that.
I don't know. I'd be like, man, sure there's a lot of horny going on around here. I'm pretty horny. Let's stay.
And I go back to our main chat, and it's just spammed with Amish people. Wonderful. And I'm your host, Steve-O. I am horny. Joining me tonight are David, who is horny.
Hey.
Valerie, who I think is horny.
I'm in pain. Is that the same?
Unless Steve-O breaks you again.
Right.
Logan, who I don't know if he has the capacity to get horny.
Yeah, I get horny.
He gets horny all the time. Have you seen the things that grow out of his head? Both in pants and out?
Out of his head?
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever.
Yeah, he has horns on his dick.
Sure.
All right, am I having some sort of brain issue? Because I feel like these sentences do not connect at all.
No, they connect perfectly.
All right, fine. Sean, are you horny?
More hungry than horny currently.
They both begin with H, so I'm going to give you a gimme there.
Henry.
No, Ho Henry.
Oh, okay. So wait, what are the things we're not supposed to do on the show? Eat.
I mean, I currently am.
Call people, type loudly.
Play video games.
Play video games. What do we got going on tonight?
Oh, I was eating and playing video games and typing loudly. That's what I was going to do tonight.
I left my phone out in the kitchen, so I can't call anybody.
Oh, yeah, let me turn on my ringer at max volume.
All right, we've got four.
Let me also play another podcast directly into the microphone.
How many people here are eating? That's two.
I was hungry.
All right.
I just got home from work.
That sounds like actually three people now.
I mean, I am the size of two people, so there's two right there.
And I can eat for four people, so that's six. Seven.
Where is the closest Jack in the Box to me?
Fucking November.
Well, it is November, yes.
I know, but
Jack in the Box permanently closed in Sykesville.
Ouch.
Yep. Our sign-up sheet for Season 10 is open until December 4th. You can go on our website and sign up there. We're going to come back for a week on December 4th and then have two more weeks off, December 18th and December 25th, and then come back on January 1st, 2020, and that's when our guest appearances will begin. The show is being moved to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will go from 7:30 to 9:30. Guests will start at 8:30. I'm going to get these stories started. We're going to kick it off with Pizza Poon by Zoisite Moon. God, that's a hard name to say.
Zoisite.
Zoisite.
It's a type of rock.
Okay, Zoisite Moon.
People forget that the original Steven Universe was Sailor Moon because all the bad guys were rocks.
Ah, did not know that.
See, it pays to watch internet, man.
It just pays to watch anything. So once I'm done Space Dandy and like the 9,700 other things we have on the list, I'll add Sailor Moon.
Speaking of which, have you added my shit to the Plex server yet?
It's on there. It's queued because it needs to go through TV rename.
Oh, gotcha. Once I get the Beast back, if that ever happens, I will.
What is the deal with that?
Fucking, I don't know, like, I guess my video card was damaged in shipping or something, and they're like, oh, we gotta get another one on back order because the one that you have is not available. And I'm like, man, just take the water block off and put the other card on it.
But then you'll void the warranty.
The card is not manufactured with that water block attached, though. It's manufactured with an air cooler.
Aren't you supposed to call tomorrow and basically say, give me back my money?
Give me back my family.
And by family, I mean my water-cooled GPU. All right, who wants to go first?
Fucking Logan.
Logan, you want to go first?
Sure, why not?
All right, there you go.
All right. Pizza Poon. Trigger warning. Self-harm. Discussion of suicide. Satirical violence.
Satirical?
Satirical violence.
It's satirical.
I'm aware.
Statistical violence. Those numbers just murdered each other.
Summary. Parody of Peek-a-Poon. Uncle Grand... Oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Grandpa is in love with Pizza Steve.
Who's Uncle Grandpa?
Uncle Grandpa is a cartoon.
It's terrible. It's fucking terrible.
It's certainly something that I think you would enjoy, Steve.
Okay.
Who is in love with giant realistic flying tiger?
Yes.
Will they be able to work this out? Uncle Grandpa loved Pizza Steve in every other way as more than just a friend, even sexually.
Okay, so let me point this out. When I proofread this, I didn't think Uncle Grandpa was an actual thing. I thought they just came up with names of random things that were in their room and made a fanfic based on that.
Uncle Grandpa is a TV show on Cartoon Network.
And it was terrible.
So the premise for the show on Cartoon Network was just basically the same. They looked around their room and saw, there's my grandpa, there's pizza, there's a photorealistic tiger. Ah, we'll make a show about it.
So it had the same creation as Gumball. Except Gumball was an amalgamation of all the other failed pilots that the dude had created.
In fact, he wanted to lose his virginity to the pizza slice ever since they had acquainted themselves. Pizza Steve himself had always been in love with giant realistic flying tiger, mainly because GRFT had a reputation for being very sultry and aggressive whenever she went into heat. Pizza Steve had a thing for raging, seductive women. Uncle Grandpa was completely oblivious to the passion Pizza Steve had for GRFT, however, and so he was convinced that his pizza slice friend, Crush, was in need of some assurance. One day, Uncle Grandpa couldn't resist his urges any longer and confronted Pizza Steve after a long day of assisting people with their dilemmas.
Hey, Pizza Steve. I want to be your friend, but more than your friend.
I'm doing Uncle Grandpa's actual voice. Like, it's,
I'm Uncle Grandpa.
Yeah, it's,
hey, Pizza Steve. I'm your grandpa.
It's terrible.
Pizza Steve.
Why is he Onion Bubs?
Because it would make it better. Also, Onion Bubs doesn't talk like this.
Onion Bubs talks like this.
Oh, God.
Onion Bubs has only ever talked once, so it's because it has a horrible voice. Now I'm just trying to think of a voice for Pizza Steve. Yeah.
Oi.
Pizza Steve replied. What's up, man?
I just wanted to ask you something.
Uh-huh. Make this quick, because I'm fixing to do something soon. And I do mean soon.
How would you react to...
Oh, is this going to be one of those YouTube grown-ups or kids react to videos? Senior citizens react to Uncle Grandpa.
Oh my God.
I told you that I loved you and that I wanted you to take my virginity.
This show is offering to take my virginity when I lost it in the war.
Well, don't worry about it, Sonny.
A long pause ensued. Pizza Steve couldn't help but be shocked by what he had just heard. Uncle Grandpa eagerly waited for a response from the object of his affections while he fidgeted with his red-haired mustache. Finally, Pizza Steve spoke.
I think I'd just be confused.
Like I am right now.
Confused?
Uncle Grandpa asked, baffled himself.
By what? Me loving you? Or me wanting you to take my virginity?
Both!
Pizza Steve answered rather timidly.
Besides, I'm in love with giant realistic flying tiger!
Doesn't really roll off the tongue, that name.
But I'm fairly certain that's the actual name of the character.
It is. It is 100% the name of the real character.
The Grift.
Grift.
Uncle Grandpa's lower lip began to quiver and pout, and he looked as though he were going to burst into tears any moment now. Fortunately, he managed to remain composed, at least long enough to rush over to Pizza Steve and kiss his cheesy, saucy lips.
Considering we live near Baltimore, I'm pretty sure that there's an incident similar to this, which is why our local CeCe's shut down.
No, CeCe's shut down because that shit's mad terrible, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably the horrid pizza more than anything else.
It also would not surprise me if the CC shut down because somebody, some deranged person from Baltimore just made out with all of the pizzas.
Those pizzas are like a dollar a piece, so that's not really like they're losing much.
You're just gluing cheese to drywall at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it tastes like.
Yeah, it's like matzah.
Ew. Matzah's gross. It's like meatballs, but there's a bad surprise.
So thanks to the Caribbean sale, I've at least found a bread product that is worse than matzah. Hardtack.
Yeah, I mean, hardtack is...
Hardtack is just a brick.
No, it's like something that you use as a knife when your actual knife breaks. It's not for eating.
It is absolutely... It's survivalist food. You're supposed to leave it out. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Actual survivalists do not eat hardtack.
It is used for sustenance in the absence of perishable foods, commonly during long sea voyages, land migrations, and military campaigns.
Yeah, by fucking pirates from the goddamn 14th century.
It looks like there's still edible hardtack from 1862 from the U.S. Army.
No, there isn't. Nothing that you can consume as food is that non-perishable.
Alcohol.
Alcohol goes bad, bud.
Honey.
Honey also goes bad.
Honey crystallizes over time and becomes...
it becomes a blade.
Yeah, petrified honey blade.
So, Dave, as the only person here who's served in a military service, have you ever eaten hardtack in an MRE?
No, because we have real food.
Did you ever eat those big old crackers, though?
The crackers? I thought it was like dense bread.
Is that hardtack?
No, that's not hardtack. It's just a big dry cracker.
Oh, yeah, we've had the big dry crackers where it's like an entire fucking book page of cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had that.
Yeah, those things rule, actually. I love those.
I like the shortbread variant. Like, if you get a Christmas MRE that has a shortbread variant cookie version of it, those are fucking delicious, man.
Yeah, those are good.
Okay, I fucking called it. Friggin' Steve 1989 MRE, which is a terribly clunky YouTube name.
Oh, I've watched that channel before.
Yeah, he eats an 1863 American Civil War hardtack.
You know he gets sick all the time from eating those things,
yes,
right?
Yes, but it does prove that they're edible.
No.
I know that you're going to continue this conversation by saying...
Just because they can be eaten doesn't mean they
that
aren't
they're food.
Rotten.
Yeah, someone post jeffgoldblum.gif, please.
Just because you can eat hardtack... Doesn't mean that you should.
Just because we can eat hardtack doesn't mean we should.
Okay, so there's your other voice for Uncle Grandpa.
No, I already have a voice.
Jude, why'd you do that?
My eardrums.
Fuck your eardrums.
That was just the count.
Pizza Steve asked. A bit miffed by Uncle Grandpa's romantic oral gesture.
Squirrel of Uden says people can eat light bulbs doesn't mean they're edible.
No,
people eat a lot of stupid shit. Doesn't mean that they're edible.
Tungsten.
That's bad.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the bad cartoon show.
Hello, my name is Bad Cartoon. I am a bad cartoon.
Don't sing the fucking Cleveland Show theme.
I'm good at it.
Doesn't make it a good show or a good theme song.
There's our old friends and new friends and even a bear. All right, Logan, I know you probably don't see it my way, but I think the Cleveland Show theme song is a banger. It's real good.
I'm sure it's fine. Who cares? The old
my
human...
My name is Cleveland Brown.
All right, that's enough.
The old human male managed to keep himself from bursting into treats over his pizza slice crush's insensitivity and replied...
Listen, Pizza Steve, I love you more than life itself. You are one of my very best friends, and I'll never be able to forget that. It's not just sex that makes a relationship work. That's only the physical aspect and the physical extension of it. It's the unconditional love you feel for someone.
We're having a convention between Bubs, Tim the Toolman Taylor, and people who voice the Count from Sesame Street but have laryngitis. It's the worst convention ever.
That reminds me, I don't know if you guys know, but the new what's his face that made the Binding of Isaac game?
Edmund McMillan.
Yeah. His new game came out, and the ending song basically sounds like if Strong Bad made a song for Bumble.
Nice.
It's the unconditional love you feel for someone that makes it all worth it when you've stopped breathing and left the earth. It's that love that'll drive someone like me to kill the Jesus Christ.
To kill the Jesus Christ. All right, then. You know what?
I
know.
I would kill the Savior for you.
I know you stumbled through that one, Logan, but you know what? It's funnier because of it.
It's that love that'll drive someone like me to kill themselves over someone like you if it means saving their lives. Don't believe me? I'll prove it right now.
Give me that spear. Where's Jesus?
It was a lance, and it was a lance of Longinus.
Isn't that what you called your penis that one time?
God, I hope not.
I've always called my penis the Oracle at Delphi, so... What? Why is that a... That's not that bad.
That was a lot of blood.
There was a brief pause after that. Steve-O needed to collect himself to make another comment. Then, without uttering a single word, Uncle Grandpa proceeded to pull out his left eye with his little pinky. Sorry, his left pinky. Not his little pinky. With his left pinky and his left thumb. Blood immediately began to flow profusely where his left eye once was, triggering a long, horrifying scream from Pizza Steve. I need all of the Muppet vowels to do the scream now.
Muppet babies, you'll make your dreams come true.
Upon hearing the scream, Gus the Swamp Monster and giant realistic flying tiger burst into the room.
Pizza Steve, what's wrong?
Gus asked out of concern before catching a glimpse at Uncle Grandpa's left eye socket.
Oh my god, Uncle Grandpa, your left eye is gone!
Yeah!
Pizza Steve butted in, still frightened by what he had just witnessed.
He pulled it out himself! Can you even believe how much blood is coming out of there, man?
Like zoinks.
This is like the cool version of Shaggy if he were in California and had on, like, surfer shorts and skateboarded and wore Aeropostale.
Speaking of which, Steve and all the others, what do you guys think?
Okay.
What do you guys think of the Scooby-Doo movie that's coming out?
Which one's coming out now?
It's called Scoob, and it's done by Warner Animation. Same people who did the Lego movie and stuff.
I only saw a trailer once, so I don't know.
I know nothing about it.
I think it looks good, and it covers the timeline from a pup named Scooby-Doo onward to, like, old people Scooby.
Old people.
I'm looking at it right now. The way they have Scooby-Doo as a puppy looks like somebody just chopped up parts of the big Scooby-Doo and then glued him back together.
Well, to be fair, that's what...
That is what most normal puppies look like, yes.
No, that's what normal people look like. If you chop up their baby parts and, like, put some spacers in there, it looks like a normal adult human.
Please don't chop up my baby parts.
I like that. That's a good episode title. Please don't chop up my baby parts. Thanks, Dave.
No problem. I pick the episode title almost every week.
That's not true.
I said almost every week. There's enough ambiguity there to be like, oh, well, maybe not
this
week.
Just because I say that that's what the episode title is going to be doesn't mean that I choose something else. But then again, you never check the feed, so you'll never know.
That's true. I will never know.
So I'll let you believe the myth.
You know what? That's all you can do sometimes. Anyway, fucking Scoob looks pretty good.
Scooby-Doo?
So
yes.
Go look at the trailer, then watch the Sonic trailer and watch them on repeat until the movies come out.
I have better things to do with my time, like edit.
No, you don't.
And also start that other show with you, finally.
No, you don't.
All right, where was I? No, you don't.
You don't.
Knew it. Gus shook his head in disbelief. Then he noticed that Pizza Steve's vagina was now wet, apparently from watching Uncle Grandpa pull out his left eye.
Pizza Steve? Gus started to question. Is there something you've been hiding from us?
What?
Pizza Steve replied, initially confused. Then he looked down at his vagina.
All right, I'm not sure how to tell you this, but I'm kind of one of each sex.
Really?
Uncle Grandpa asked in shock.
That's actually kind of awesome, Pizza Steve. Also, I hope you believe me now when I say that I love you.
Gus and Gurft found themselves gaping at Uncle Grandpa's statement. Shortly afterward, Gurft felt a surge of lust and aggression run through her body, and she let out a great, powerful roar which caught Gus so off guard, he lost his balance and fell over. Val, can you give me a loud roar?
Roar.
Anything a little louder than that?
Vuv.
You just said vuv.
Oh no, you gotta go with a Lion King .snes to like the sound effect from that where it's so yeah, put that in there. Delete my and put that sound in there, but do it twice.
Just by drum, I'm gonna learn how to do SNES ROM hacks and put your voice in the Super Nintendo Lion King game.
Dude, there's a fucking sound test that has the sound to it.
I'm aware. I just like doing the opposite of what you tell me to do sometimes.
You win this round.
Huzzah. All right.
No huzzah. Only.
Only regular huzzah. Hey, now.
You're an all-star.
Get your game on.
Go play.
Pizza Steve said in a sultry voice, "Now that's my girl."
It's pronounced grill.
Grill.
Uh-oh.
Gus said aloud, "I think it's that time again."
Oh, yeah.
Pizza Steve exclaimed with confidence. Pizza Steve ran underneath Gurft and shoved himself up her vagina. Shortly afterward, Uncle Grandpa proceeded to run behind Gurft and thrust his meat tube into Pizza Steve's vagina. Gus could only watch in amazement as the human male, pizza slice, and the tigress all engaged in interspecies coitus. I'm just waiting to hear they now engaged in the process of intergenital friction, a process not unlike
Not this again.
International Space Station.
Pinklage getting fucked in the ass by the International Space Station.
National Space.
All three of them screamed and moaned and growled as loudly as they could. As loudly as they could while they fucked in sync. 160 BPM. Good beat.
Why in sync? They're not that good of a band. Are they even still together?
They haven't been together for many years.
Bam, bada, bam.
Gus even had time to listen to the entire discography of NSYNC and then the Backstreet Boys and then Boys to Men while they had sex. What, no love for Boys to Men? Oh, right. Audie's not on the show anymore.
Yeah. Boys to Men. Boys to Men. Oh my God, we're Boys to Men.
That's not it.
I don't think that's a Boys to Men song. All right, I gotta give myself a little high five. That was a stroke of genius on my part. Thanks, Dave.
Gus even had to time their orgasms at one point to see if they were happening simultaneously. Finally, the ordeal ended when Gurft and Pizza Steve were oozing with milky white seminal fluid.
We started listening to Boys to Men.
3 months later. Oh boy, there's a new Boys to Men CD.
No.
Giant realistic flying tiger gave birth to a litter of 5 cubs, 3 girls and 2 boys who happened to be the world's first hybrids between a tiger and a pizza slice. Each of the cubs looked just like their mother, but that's where the similarity ended. All of the cubs had cheese where their fur should have been, and they were covered with pepperoni slices. Ah, the birth of Pizza the Hut.
Lone Star, I'm Dom DeLuise in a giant puddle.
So would you put Spaceballs in like the bottom 3 Mel Brooks movies?
No. It's a solid B tier Mel Brooks. Ooh, that's an idea. Steve, let's do one of those fucking clickbaity Mel Brooks tier lists that they got on fucking YouTube or whatever.
Bottom 10 Mel Brooks movies. Like, parentheses, number 6 will blow your mind.
No. Like, there's a trend on YouTube that's currently somewhat ongoing where people will make tier lists, and the tier goes from F to S. You basically drag JPEGs of the picture of the thing that you're saying is the tier that it's going into, and you give a little brief reason why. And I would put Dracula Dead and Loving It in the Shadow Realm.
I would do the same. Also, yes, I've seen that donkey video.
It's not just a donkey video. It's like 7 different people.
I would also agree that Dracula Dead and Loving It is the equivocal worst Mel Brooks movie. But I would say Spaceballs is second worst.
I would say it's like third, because I think Silent Movie is actually not better than Spaceballs. I respect Mel Brooks, but fucking Silent Movie was not fun. Spaceballs and High Anxiety are as like C and B tier films, so...
Alright, so High Anxiety would be like third worst. I'm gonna submit this as a question for Naked Opinion so I can hear everybody else's opinions.
I think it is utterly ridiculous that you don't like Spaceballs, but you're like, Kung Pao is one of my favorite movies.
Logan, don't misrepresent my argument. I said B tier.
No, I'm talking about Steve-O.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
For a second, I thought Dave was going to defend the honor and integrity of Kung Pao Into the Fist, but no, he's just going to let me get thrown under the bus.
I love Kung Pao Into the Fist, but my opinion...
You threw yourself under the bus, son.
No, okay, hold up. Kung Pao Into the Fist is a good film if you watch it more than once. And that's the only time.
That is the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Logan, no. Logan, it's a fucking terrible reason. I know it's a terrible reason.
Don't you dare put Kung Pao in the Napoleon Dynamite category of you have to watch it a second time. Kung Pao is
funny.
Why would
you have to watch Napoleon Dynamite a second time?
Napoleon Dynamite is one of the worst movies ever made.
Whoa.
Ever.
Hold up. I've watched Robo-Vampire with you, and I beg to differ with that hyperbole, sir.
You are insane.
Anyway, guys, welcome to the movie podcast with the crew, the Friday Night Fanfic
Doing this podcast especially out of spite since Logan asked, can we do a music show? No, we're going to do a movie show instead.
No, we're not going to do a fucking movie show because you have terrible movie opinions.
What about a music show that centers around musicals that are the movies? You know, like La La Land and stuff like that?
Or the producers.
La La Land is not a musical per se.
Yeah, it is.
3 months later, the crew was still arguing about what their new podcast idea would be.
Call it Terrible Movie Tuesday.
What's that one musical that came out recently?
I don't think any of us are big fans of musicals.
Man, fuck you guys. Fucking get some culture.
Go ask Bubby.
Yes, I'll go ask my Bubby on Thanksgiving. I'll report back on season 10, episode 1.
Do a musical version of FNF? Yes.
Yeah.
I want to be the bad guy.
You guys do realize I can send you the, like, unbacking tracked.
Unbacking tracked.
The a cappella version of FNF. Just send me a ping. I'll send it to you. You can have tens of hours of individual voice audio of us and do with it whatever you want. You can make it sound like I am absolutely hating on Kung Pao Enter the Fist. Logan, you are welcome to do this if you want to edit me to do it.
Hold up. I want to know what the audience wants from us. If we're going to do an FNF musical, do you want like a Moulin Rouge style musical where we just sing classic tunes and such? Yeah, or do you want like a narrative driven musical? Like
do like a Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah, like a Mel Brooks movie or something. The Inquisition, what a show, the Inquisition, here we go, we got our mission to convert the Jews.
Damn it, there's no boombox in the private server.
Aha, I have won.
All right, 3 months later, giant realistic flying tiger, yada yada yada, each of the cubs, yada 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 yada, plus they spoke fluent English and were somewhat anthropomorphic. Their father himself was carrying what would be the world's first hybrid between a human being and a pizza slice in his womb. He was just going to exit his first trimester now, and Uncle Grandpa couldn't be happier. Uncle Grandpa, now having realized that Pizza Steve reciprocated feelings... Why did my screen... Okay, there we go. My screen just randomly blanked out. Oh, it's because I accidentally pulled the HDMI cable out with my foot.
Steve-O is so good at show.
Shush! I'm just... Reciprocated feelings for the man who had fathered his child decided that the love triangle could easily be fixed if all three of them got married. And so that's how the first polygamous.
It was Rocket Man. I'm sorry. Rocket Man was the most recent musical that like came out that I can think of because it was a hybrid Moulin Rouge style musical, but it was a biopic about Elton John. So
just like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
That's how the first polygamous marriage between a human being, a pizza slice, and a tigress came to be when Uncle Grandpa married Pizza Steve, who married giant realistic flying tiger, Finis!
Wait, Bohemian Rhapsody did that?
Next up is Val starting us off with Pizza Poon 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, dude. Speaking of Electric Boogaloo, have you guys seen My Name is Dolomite?
Yes.
No, I haven't yet.
It's fucking good.
It's really good.
Do we really have to read a second fucking Pizza Poon fic?
Yes.
Can we just watch My Name is Dolomite instead?
Note, minor word edits. Summary. 3 years ago, I wrote an Uncle Grandpa fanfic that had Uncle Grandpa get into a three-way with Pizza Steve and Giant Realistic Flying Tiger. It was supposed to be a Pizza Poon parody, but some people didn't get the joke. So now here we are.
Born to be kings.
I hope everyone enjoys Chapter 1, Pizza Poon 2, Electric Boogaloo. Late one night, the pizza tigers met up with the progressive box, for a special rendezvous inside his house. They'd been waiting to do something like this for a rather long time. So when the Progressive Box contacted them and invited them to his house for some, end quote, fun, they collectively screamed and profusely shat themselves with excitement.
Ew.
When they arrive at this place, they show no hesitation whatsoever on what they came for. Without even so much as a shadow of doubt in their minds, giant realistic flying tiger and Pizza Steve's cubs were eager and ready to get their sexiness on with the anthropomorphic insurance bundle.
So I was wondering what the Progressive Box was. It's not a physical thing. It's apparently a coupling of insurances by Progressive.
What?
I think it's part of the logo or something.
No, it's not. Oh, it is. Oh, God, no. No!
Yeah.
Hey, sexy kitties.
Progressive Box cooed. Oh.
You ready for some fun?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First Pizza Tiger answered him.
Oh, yeah!
The second Pizza Tiger chimed in.
Definitely!
Exclaimed the third Pizza Tiger.
You got it, dude!
The fourth Pizza Tiger said.
Yeah, Peroni!
The fifth Pizza Tiger ejaculated. That was quick.
Alrighty then!
Progressive Box chuckled as he started to undress in front of them.
Let's have some fun! This beat is sick! I want to take a ride on your disco stick!
I like that song too.
He started dancing around the five Pizza Tigers in the perfect circle. They're playing Goose Goose Duck.
Oh, Duck Duck Goose.
Duck Duck Gray Duck.
Yeah. Goose Goose Canadian Goose.
Yeah. While they all stared in amazement, his sheer brazenness and cockiness were all it took to really turn them on. It was especially obvious to tell by the way they were masturbating to him. I mean, yeah. Progressive Box's sexy ass rectangular package body and paper appendages. Oh, imagine the paper cuts.
Oh, no.
Kept them mesmerized the whole time.
The box just comes out all soggy.
Oh. When it was all over, he took off his robe and. And pulled out his paper dong for all to see. Ta-da! Origami!
Pointy penis!
Umg! Exclaimed the first Pizza Tiger, whose name was Kyrie.
It's a beautiful! You like it?
Progressive Box asked seductively.
Yes!
Kyrie and her two sisters practically squealed out.
Hey, you want Stewie and Johnny to fuck you in the ass?
Oh, hell yeah!
So Stewie and Johnny, the fourth and fifth Pizza Tigers, decided to stick their barb dicks into the Progressive Box's anus and fucking like there was no tomorrow.
I have a feeling that the Detroit Tigers might get a little bit more fan appreciation if they change the name to the Detroit Pizza Tigers.
I thought you were going to say if they change their name to the Detroit Barbed Penises.
I mean, I like both of those ideas. I don't know which one would play better in Detroit.
While that was going on, Kyrie slid onto Progressive Box's dick and let the moment sink in, and herself, I guess, while Progressive Box did his job. Her moans were like a woman going into labor.
What?
Instead of pushing out a typically 7-pound baby, though, she was pulling in a phallus that came from a fucking insurance bundle and is made out of paper.
Yep.
This went on for 20 minutes, by the way.
Next up is Sean.
At some point, they were so distracted by the fun they were having that they didn't notice Aunt Grandma breaking down the door with all her strength.
What the hell's going on here?
Aunt Grandma bellowed with rage.
Nothing, dear, Progressive Box stuttered.
It doesn't look like nothing to me.
I can explain.
Pizza Box's eyes darted back and forth as he tried to come up with a convincing lie.
These Pizza Tigers are here to make sure my ass and penis are working properly.
How could you, Progressive Box? How could you cheat on me with those pizza abominations, no less?
Kyrie began to speak.
What the fuck is going on here?
Oh, right, Progressive Box said. I should have said something earlier, but, this is my wife and grandma.
Stewie started laughing.
Oh, man, he yelled out. Wait until Mom and Dad and Uncle Grandpa hear about this.
David, tell the rest of the class.
Sorry, a funny GIF just passed by my desk.
Ew.
My wife sends me GIFs occasionally, and this one was sent to her by Liam. It's a GIF from the latest Terminal Montage video about the baby Pokemon Battle Royale.
Yeah, I loved it.
It just features why not eating a baby.
Why not eat a baby?
Why not? Yeah.
Why not eat a baby?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, it is a modest proposal.
Yeah, we're also 10 years away from the 300th anniversary of A Modest Proposal.
Ooh.
Time to eat babies. To celebrate.
Okay, Johnny said. So, what do we do now?
Let's invite Aunt Grandma into our little orgy.
Kyrie chimed in. Great idea, Progressive Box said.
I can't nothing about Kyrie from Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, me too.
Hi, my name is Kyrie from Kingdom Hearts, and I am a girl.
Also 97 versions of Xehanort.
Hey, look, I'm Xehanort. I am also Xehanort.
I am the biggest Xehanort because I was the first one.
But I am the one from your past.
But I am the one who masterminds things. I am Xehanort.
I'm the one who masturbates.
In our timeline, there's an X, but it's not an X. It's called the Recusant Sigil, and makes me keep track of you because your clothes are fancy.
How big is the glossary for Kingdom Hearts?
Oh my god, it's like its own language, dude.
Oh, Honey Bunch. I think I know a way to make you forgive me. He bobbed his eyebrows up and down as he said this. With my dick. It just ends there.
So, since you only got half a page, you get to start Pizza Poon 3, the threequel.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We're clearing it all out. Get it all done.
I don't want to read more Pizza Poon.
Is Logan the only one that doesn't want to read more Pizza Poon?
I mean, I don't care.
I don't care.
It's not exactly the worst thing we've ever read, but it's not good.
I'm bored at this point.
It's short, at least.
Yeah, it is short. That's merciful.
How many more are there?
This is the last one. It's a threequel.
Yeah.
It's called a trilogy.
So, Sean, go ahead and start on Pizza Poon 3, the threequel, and then I promise you that's the end of Pizza Poon.
I don't believe you.
Logan, I will pay for Korean barbecue for a year.
Every day?
Every day. If there is a fourth Pizza Poon story that we have to read tonight.
Hang on. Oh, Steve, can you just pay for Korean barbecue? I really like it, and I can't afford nice food right now.
David,
so.
I paid to come out and visit you.
And I hosted you for 3 days and then paid for your sushi meal? I don't remember if I actually did that or not. I'm going to assume I did because you're not fighting me on it.
David, I've given up on fighting you. Many, many, many years ago.
Because I am so powerful, you have yet to ascend my abilities. You see, I was born a prince of another world, the proud warrior race, one that you can never hope to accomplish. I have the ability to blah, 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 and then blah, blah, blah. And once I have blah, 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 you will never even be able to approach what my blah, blah, blah is.
Okay.
Cool.
Sean, please read.
Pizza Poon 3, the threequel.
Pizza Poon 3, the blah, blah, blah.
Summary. 4 years after the first Pizza Poon story comes this dazzling conclusion to the Pizza Poon trilogy. The Pizza Tigers and their brother, Pizza Man, have decided to stumble into the Voltron Legacy Defender universe and ask for an orgy. Will they get what their horny little hearts desire? Find out now. Chapter 1. Pizza Poon 3, the threequel. Pizza Steve couldn't have been any more proud of his Pizza Target children, or his son with Uncle Grandpa, Pizza Man. All six of his children.
Wait a minute. Logan, are you writing a Pizza Poon 4?
I am not doing anything.
I hear you typing, and I hear you grinning.
You don't hear anything, and also you can't hear grinning.
Good one, Logan.
All six of his children were growing up so quickly, and right before his eyes, too. Kyrie, being the oldest of the Pizza Tigers, was the most mature of the litter of five. Her sisters, Rory and Asha, acted more or less like twins and did most everything together. Their brothers, Stewie and Johnny, were maxi ultra extreme macho men, or Pizza Tigers, who liked to prove their masculinity.
I'm quieter!
By proclaiming how much they liked all of Michael Bay's movies.
Loud. God damn it, Logan. Can you put like a pillow over your keyboard?
I'm already done, son.
Oh, great.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. Their brothers, Stewie and Johnny, were maxi ultra extreme macho men, or pizza tigers, who liked to prove their masculinity by proclaiming how much they liked all of Michael Bay's movies and masturbating to as many porno spoofs as they could find.
That's a lot of porno spoofs.
Mm-hmm. And then there was Pizza Man.
Pizza Man!
He looked just like his father, Uncle Grandpa, except he was covered in cheese and pepperoni, and he didn't have a curly red handlebar mustache to fondle with. He also spoke with a more elegant voice than Uncle Grandpa, which made him come across as more sophisticated and intelligent.
Intelligent.
I'm a tamagalagalagant.
I'm a tomato.
You are the best man in the moral band.
The man in the oral band.
Dude, all right, hold up. Can we veer off for just a moment? Have you guys ever watched Moral Oral?
Yes.
No.
No.
Isn't it the fucking saddest show in the goddamn world?
Yeah, it did. It got really sad.
It got so very sad. Anyway, next story. Go ahead, Sean.
Same story.
All right, cool.
He also bled tomato sauce whenever he was hurt.
No, he can't bleed tomato sauce. That's too sad for our listeners.
Which further cemented his status as an abomination of God and man alike.
Hooray!
After having destroyed the progressive box's mayor and grandma, the Pizza Tigers were eager to start finding new fuck buddies for them to play with. They had trouble at first, but after some dimension hopping, they came across the Paladins of Voltron, and the two of the surviving Altians, Princess Allura, and her right-hand man, Koran. Spoiler alert, Princess Allura dies.
Oh no.
What's up, dudes? The Pizza Tigers immediately yelled simultaneously. Good morrow, dear friends, Pizza Man greeted politely.
That's almost a believable Irish accent.
It's not Irish. Irish is a little bit more like this.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me.
No, it didn't.
Also, kids, go watch Darby O'Gill on fucking Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, I've seen that movie. God once.
Damn, is Darby O'Gill actually on Disney Plus?
It better be. That shit scared the shit out of me when I was in second grade. All right, can I tell a story?
Sure.
All right, so in second grade, I was in Germany at the time, and one day, like, the European Space Agency was doing this presentation on how this monitoring satellite for the magnetosphere, the aurora and stuff like that, was supposed to work, and I got to go to it because I was a scientifically inclined child at the time, and I thought it was fucking rad, and then, like, my class left, but I didn't notice it, so I just kind of stayed behind, and they put on Darby O'Gill. And I watched Darby O'Gill and I got to the Banshee scene and I'm like, fuck this shit. I can't watch. This is scary as fuck. Then I looked around and noticed that none of my class was there. And it was also like 2 p.m. So I was just like, well, fuck it. I can't go back. People think I'm a coward. End of the story. Go watch Darby O'Gill, Disney Plus.
Great story, Dave. I'm going to go find a CC's nearby.
We were wondering if you all would like to have an orgy with us.
Darby O'Gill is on Disney Plus.
Yes, I would like Darby O'Gill and all of the little people to... No, I cannot finish that sentence.
Oh, God, I got... Fucking check out this goddamn picture for it, dude. Look at that Sean Connery creeper smile he got there.
Oh, yeah. Why is Robin Williams playing the violin in the corner?
That's right, I play the violin. I'm Sean O'Hanassy.
The humans and Altians couldn't help but stare at these strange beings with both wonder and utter confusion. Pidge was the first to speak up. Who are you? She asked them.
I really want to know.
Oh, wait, no. What are you?
What are you?
I really want to know, Darby O'Gill. Who are you?
Darby,
are you Sean Connery? Are you somebody else?
I'm certainly Sean Connery. Who are you?
Well, 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 Pizza Man began.
Pizza, pizza.
If you must know, we are pizza hybrids. My half-siblings, the Pizza Tigers, are obviously half-tiger and half-pizza slice. I, myself, am half-human and half-pizza slice. We share the same father, Pizza Steve.
Wait, Disney owns The Sound of Music now?
Disney owns everything, buddy.
Yeah.
Yes, they own 35% of entertainment, don't get me wrong. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because it was owned by CBS Fox, and Fox got their share of it. So yeah, it makes sense. All right, yeah, it makes sense. So does that mean the Von Trapps are a Disney princess?
It's so hard to stop with the Disney.
I have questions.
Does it have to do with the lineage of these pizza people, Dave?
Yes.
Okay, then what's the question? Because that's pertinent.
Are they really a real thing?
Are pizza people a real thing? That's racist, dude. Come on.
No. Like, I mean, I don't want to walk down the street and have to see a pizza people.
Ow, okay. You are full-on Brendan Fraser Blast from the Past style. How right? dare you?
Oh, I wonder if Blast from the Past is owned by Disney.
God damn. Go ahead.
We share the same father, Pizza Steve. But the Pizza Tiger's mother is giant, realistic flying tiger. And my other dad is Uncle Grandpa.
How, though? Pidge asked again. Pizza can't be biologically compatible with anything.
Like, fun it can't. Have you ever seen a pepperoni? It's fucking hot.
Oh, it depends on the kind, but yeah.
Well, where we come from, anything's possible.
That doesn't answer my question.
Anyway, would you all like to have an orgy with me and my siblings?
Now it's Hunk's turn to pipe up. I don't like the idea of sticking my dick into something I'd want to eat.
Hey, it's cool, Kyrie spoke up. Anyone else?
Does he mean he doesn't like eating vagina?
I know the story might be boring for you, Logan, but I'm very much in favor of how much consent is going on in this fic.
No, I'm having a good time.
Having a good time, having a good time.
He's a superstar waiting to unload his big
Wait, the
dick.
Computer wore tennis? God damn, I forgot that was a movie. That was a thing.
That was Hackers before Hackers was a hack. I wonder if Disney owns Hackers. Because that means they own Angelina Jolie's titties. Are you telling me there's any other reason to watch the movie, Steve?
Because it's a shitty movie that's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Allura and Coran raised their hands. You want to? Pizza Man asked out of intrigue.
All right, David, did you read yet? I don't think so.
No, I read.
No, you didn't.
I read chapter 3.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No,
Logan,
you didn't.
Back me up.
Yeah, sure.
Logan, be a little bit more convincing.
David, read page 3.
No, no, he definitely, definitely.
See, Logan says I definitely read David, page 3.
David, read page 3.
Page 3. All right, but what if Pizza Tigre, the master wrestleman and master of all Pizza Planet, did a wicked sick ollie off the 2-foot-high stack of pizza boxes?
That's not
stacked
what
on
it
top
says.
Of Steve-O's pile of money
that
he's going to have to spend on Logan's Korean barbecue.
That,
see, Logan,
that is what it says.
I had your back, but you didn't have mine, bro.
I had your back, buddy. I said you did it.
You didn't. You were like, you just pushed me out in traffic. That's the only back you had.
You're not reading the right fanfic, though.
No, no, what he read was Pizza Poon 4, the quest for free food for Logan.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's a fucking good-ass story, man.
It's posted in Shame Bucket.
Yeah, good anyway. For that. That's not one of the 3 canon Pizza Poons. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
But it's canon now.
It's canon now.
It's not.
But fanfic, you don't have to be canon to be fanfic. Fanfic by nature is not fanfic canon.
It's canon now.
For canon.
Canon.
Anyway, Pizza Poon 3, the threequel.
Yes, you're on page 3, and just because I have the power to, I'm deleting that link because it's not a canon story and I don't want to get sued.
Why would you get sued? Who has lawyer money for this shit?
Who owns Pizza Poon?
Nobody.
Nobody owns Pizza Poon.
Does Disney own Pizza Poon?
Right, does Disney own Pizza Poon? Someone photoshop that Disney Plus tweet from Pizza Poon 3, please. Well, shit, Lance spouted out. Gang, looks like it's go time.
Wait, where are you?
Page 4.
I said page 3!
Oh.
Like 5 times!
You meant actual page 3.
Yes!
Well,
Allura, who, by the way,
dies.
Didn't get 2 words in.
Dude, have you seen Allura? She's hot.
I have not. I will spend time researching while you continue reading.
No. Find Voltron. There we go. Let's bring her up. Ooh, it's a PNG, too. Perfect. Anyway, it's in, no, I don't want it in general chat. Let's put this shit in the shame bucket, baby.
The same bucket.
Check out Allura. She is fine AF. And then there's a picture of her with her hair down. Also fine and a little sad-eyed, but that's okay, too.
Okay.
Ooh, she gets me going. Anyway.
Well, Allura began. Actually, we have a few questions. Go on. Yes, how do you go to the bathroom? Oh, well, that's simple. I pee out of my breadstick, an actual one, in case you were going to ask.
He leaned into Allura's ear and whispered,
"I can also jizz Alfredo sauce."
Gross. Okay.
Ew, my mic tastes bad.
Good for you.
Why were you licking it?
Because I wanted to commit to the bit.
Allura blushed furiously at this.
Oh my.
Princess!
Corrin gasped.
Princess, what did he tell you?
I think he said he could, release Alfredo sauce from his breadstick.
Allura answered while still blushing.
Was that meant to be earth innuendo, or...
No, I think he meant it to be literal.
Interesting.
So, do you want to have an orgy with us or not?
Corrin looked at Pizza Man, aghast at what had come out of this creature's mouth, and the idea of having sex with the same organism.
I don't really know, to be honest. Give me a few ticks to think it over.
Delicious.
Oh, the fungal infection from his mic is now crawling down his throat.
Oh no, I've got that Last of Us disease. I'm going to be a clicker.
Oh, is it going to be the study that was done with the girl?
Oh, the fungal infections for screaming too loud in relation for oral sex?
Yeah.
What?
This was a bit we did like 3 episodes ago. I'm not going to retread it. I hear something.
David.
David's being a clicker.
David, are you kissy miking? Yes, he is.
All right. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Okay.
He just stood there, contemplating on whether or not to go through with Pizza Man's deal and how much of a risk it would be for him and Allura and the rest of the paladins.
It's okay if you don't want to. Do it,
Pizza Man assured him.
Consent is very important in these kinds of situations.
Well, I'd love to have fun with your breadstick,
Allura said. Who knows? It might be a lot of fun.
Princess, are you sure you want to go through with this?
Corrin asked, uncertainly.
Who knows where he and the pizza tigers have been?
Absolutely. If he and his siblings want to have an orgy with me, I'd be more than happy to help them out.
Count me in,
Shiro piped in.
If Allura wants to do something, I want to do it with her.
Corrin was so utterly confused by how it would even be possible for pizza hybrids to have sex with anything that he didn't notice the Galra had already landed a hit on their ship.
So I have to point out, Dave, the way you're pronouncing Corrin is it sounds like corn, and I'm just thinking about Dr. Weird now.
Gentlemen, behold!
Corrin!
I have made a hybrid of a pizza and a tiger! And now, upon retrospect, I ask why?
I don't know, man. It's kind of weird.
Ooh, a Patreon exclusive, and it's the bunny girl. All right.
God.
No, I got a notification for it.
Good for you, Dave. Good for you. Yes, those are noises. I keep reading.
The Galra. How did they already find them? Princess, wait!
Corrin called after Allura while she and Shiro followed the pizza hybrids into another room. However, it fell on deaf ears.
Drat! Lance! Hunk! Beige!
The 3 paladins rushed over to his side. Oh, wait, that was Drat. Drat's not one of the paladins. Never mind.
Drat is definitely one of the paladins now.
The 3 paladins rushed over to his side, eager to hear what he had to say.
Yes, Corrin?
Pidge asked.
What is it?
I don't know how, but the Galra somehow already managed to find us,
Corrin said.
I think we might be under attack!
I believe next up is Logan, because Logan started.
Well, shit.
Well, shit. Lance spouted out. Gang, looks like it's go time. Lance went into position and pulled out his Bayard, and Pidge and Hunk proceeded to do the same. Immediately after that, the Galra phased in and started charging at Corn.
Corn!
Immediately landing a hit. All right, I'll do as much of the Thicket in Dr. Weird's voice as possible.
Good fucking luck.
Good luck, buddy.
Dude. Oh my God.
I weep for your throat, man.
That is not the Dr. Weird voice, but somehow arousing, maybe?
Hmm. Immediately after that, the Gaulra phased in and started charging Korn, immediately landing a hit, but not before they found themselves on the receiving end of a three-man army.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother suckers!
Wait, wrong game.
Lance yelled out every time he smashed his foot against a Gaulra soldier's face.
Yeah! You better believe you're gonna kick your butts!
They proceeded to continue the fight for almost an hour before a cloaked figure made their entrance and signaled all the Gaulra fighters to stop what they're doing.
I think I'm gonna do this from now on is just use Dr. Weird's voice during sex, because if they say stupid shit, it 100% checks out as Dr. Weird writing.
Huh?
Pidge sounded while she watched this happen. The cloaked figure then snapped their fingers and sent the Gaulra soldiers and the Gaulra ship off to what the paladins could only presume to be another dimension. When that was done, they proceeded to pull down his hood to reveal Uncle Grandpa.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good morning, he exclaimed.
Pidge could only stare in shock at this old man with the red handlebar mustache.
Mustache?
What? Uncle Grandpa!
Lance and Hunk exclaimed happily.
It's so good to see you again. It's good to see you too, Lance and Hunk.
Uncle Grandpa replied.
I hope you don't mind the scare I gave you guys. That was to teach you how to fight against the establishment.
I'm done. We kind of already know how to fight the establishment. But thanks anyway, Hunk said. Anyway, are you up for having an orgy with me, my husband, and his wife? I've already invited some people to join in, and I'd love it if you did too. Lance and Hunk looked at each other and then said, sure, why not? But only if our partners are in on it too. I'm done, though.
Oh, yeah, okay, now you're done. I was going to say, your first done wasn't done. Next up is me.
No, I was done doing the voice at that point.
Oh, God, I got this fucking paragraph. Jesus.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha.
All right, I need to do this smooth and relaxing so that people fall asleep. After about 2 hours of nothing but fucking and foreplay, everyone rested comfortably on the floor of the Castle Rocket. Allura was sandwiched between Shiro and Pizza Man. Shiro had received a good ass-fucking from Mr. Gus. Mr. Gus got the best ass penetration from Lotor. Lotor had gotten a rim job from both Aunt Grandma and Belly Bag. Uncle Grandpa had had Pizza Steve shove himself up his rectum and into his colon and spout out all sorts of ranch dressing inside of him, while Giant Realistic Flying Tiger licked up all the ranch dressing leaking from his bum with her tongue. Rough tongue. Damn it. Detective Peralta shoved his unbarbed cock into her asshole, while his wife Amy had rammed a strap-on into his ass. Amy herself was enjoying a good fucking from Corin, who was getting it up the ass with Captain Holt. Captain Holt had been fisted by Keith. Keith had gotten a good ass fucking from Lance.
You know what I like about this scene? Not too busy.
I'm barely halfway through.
Oh, I know, Steve. I know.
Lance had been fisted by Hunk. I was going to say Hulk.
Hunk, the guy from Resident Evil 2?
Maybe? I don't have strong memories beyond the first hour of Resident Evil 2.
So in Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil showed up and he was like,
Mr. Resident Evil, he came in and said, I have a dope hat and I will now kill you.
I am going to kill you because I am the resident of evil.
Then Leon Kennedy was like, so that's why they call it that.
Hunk had gotten a rim job from Pidge. Pidge had been fucked both ways by both Stewie and Johnny. Stewie and Johnny, spelled differently this time, so it's a different person, had received ass penetrations from two Gaulra soldiers. The two Gaulra soldiers had gotten strap-on fucks from Rory and Asha. Rory and Asha had been fucked in their tiger pussies by two more Gaulra soldiers.
All right, I'm convinced that all they did was just say was just go down a wiki page of characters.
Copy-paste, copy-paste. Those two Galra soldiers... This is the worst Mad Lib I've ever read. Those two Galra soldiers had gotten an ass penetration from Ben and Danny Wheeler.
Ben and Jerry's?
And the Wheeler brothers had gotten ass penetrations from the Barney Bunch. It was the best fucking orgy they'd all had, and it was from that orgy that they all became pregnant.
Everybody is pregnant. You get a kid. Everybody, you get a kid.
Everybody.
How about them late 2014 Oprah jokes, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it is that time of year. They're starting to do the Oprah's favorite things thing again.
Ugh, man, those are stupid.
Can't visit fucking Amazon's homepage without seeing Oprah's favorite fucking things.
Man, Oprah's favorite things is like a super scam.
Because it's a tax write-off.
It is. It really is. Passing off tax write-off to some other person just because you don't want to pay taxes on your giant empire. You're a bad look, Velma. A bad look.
All right. I want to find out who got pregnant with what. Allura gave birth
to
twins.
Hey, Steve, on the Scoob trailer, adult Velma, fucking thick AF with like two C's, bro.
Cool, dude. Allura gave birth to twins. One, a human Altian.
Fuck you too, you sack of crap.
One, a human Altian hybrid named Alfor, and a human Altian pizza mix named Pizza Zelda. Shiro gave birth to a human swamp monster mix named Mr. Shiro. Mr. Gus was... What?
Look at Shame Bucket. It's perfect.
Oh.
All right. Admittedly, I do like the new Sonic redesign, but at the same time, I would have gone and saw the original Sonic movie just for its horrific monkeys.
I keep saying it. I want that to be like a second Blu-ray. I want them to have the original cut.
Oh, dude, what if they put the original cut on the Blu-ray?
That's what I've been saying. Yeah. I want.
Guys.
They won't, but it would be great if they did.
They absolutely will not. No, guys, let's do it. Let's go to Bob Sega and tell him, like, hey, man, let's get this fucking
thing
going.
Look, I know we told you to change this, but I will give you double money to make a Blu-ray that has both versions on it. I would give them double money.
Well, you have double money. I have regular money.
Yes, I understand this. All right, can I continue on about this pregnancy list? Because the ward is closing in 10 minutes. I need to get out of the neonatal wing.
Steve, I have a list of shit that I want on Amazon.
So you're like a cam star without the camming part.
No. Look, man, if you get me that Titan, the Titan that I have on that list, I'll get on cam with you. But be warned, that's $2,400 you gotta pay to get me on cam, so...
I'm going through this list now. I will take it under consideration. I don't think I have that much of a refund coming next year.
Do you actually have the list?
I have the list of pregnant people, not of what you fucking want on Amazon.
Oh, because I would have been like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yes, I'm one of those benevolent hackers that goes into people's computers by spoofing their password so I can buy them things on their Amazon list.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I really appreciate that. I have some very expensive things on there that I would like.
I swear. So we went to Fogo earlier this week, and I'm sorry you weren't invited, Logan.
You fucking do this every...
Dude,
every fucking time you go to Fogo to chow, you feel the need to not invite me and then tell me about it.
Logan, all right, Logan, I'm going to invite you, but it requires a little legwork on your part.
Nah, bro,
right?
I already get to go to Fogo to chow for free because of the company I work for now, and I'm not inviting any of you.
Wait. Aww. I was about to invite you because I like your company.
Well, Dave...
What's up, man?
I would like that very much.
All right, cool. Come to Chicago, MFF. We're going to Foga because it's right next to the goddamn convention center, dude. You know how close I am to Brazilian steak? Dude, I can walk and my dick will hit the door.
When is Midwest Fur Fest?
December 8th.
Can't do it, bud.
I know, man, but I really want to see you guys. So come on out to MFF and hang out with me.
Can't do it, bud.
I know.
I'm looking to see if anybody's ever made a door made out of meat.
Ew. Also, check out my list of shit that I want. Keep in mind, kids, that all the shit on here would be going towards the Plex server, too, so...
All right, may I continue with the pregnancy list?
Only if that pregnancy list involves putting things on a checklist for David and sending it to
him. Mr. Gus was pregnant with a Galra Altian Swamp Monster mix. Lotor was pregnant with twins from Aunt Grandma and Belly Bag. Uncle Grandpa was pregnant with Pizza Steve's baby. Gerft was pregnant again, parentheses, this time with a litter of human-tiger hybrids, and parentheses. Amy had found herself pregnant with quadruplets from Corin. Corrin himself was pregnant with Captain Holt's child. Captain Holt was pregnant with Keith's twins. Keith was pregnant with Lance's twins. Lance was pregnant with Hunk's kids. Pidge was pregnant with triplets from Hunk and Stewie and Johnny.
That's not how that works.
Nope.
Stewie and Johnny were pregnant by the Gulliver soldiers. The two other Gulliver soldiers had impregnated Rory and Asha and were themselves impregnated by the Wheeler brothers. And the Wheeler brothers were pregnant by the Barney Bunch. After contemplating for a long time, they all decided to raise their kids together as one big happy family on the FNF compound.
That's a lot of kids.
Also, one of them is impregnated.
Whatever. And yes, I can delete it, Dave.
No, don't.
What do you have on here? I'm going to be a stern judge on... Even Jelly in 3.33.
All right, hold on. Scroll further down because those are the latest things. Scroll down to the earliest stuff and start from the bottom.
David, you're buying things that involve math. I don't approve of this. Math is what? A liberal conspiracy.
Math? What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about, math?
Evangelion 1.11, Evangelion 2.22. I can't deal with these decimal numbers. They're not natural. God did not intend for numbers to have decimals.
Yes, he did.
David, why do you need all these Blu-rays when you can just download them on the internet?
So the reason why is because I've done comparisons between the Blu-rays that Steve and I have been ripping.
Dave, you can get rid of Dead Man Wonderland. I already have it.
Oh, I want it for my personal collection.
So you just want to be greedy.
Yes, that's why he's posting his Amazon listing on our server.
Yeah.
It's an Amazon list that's just called shit that David wants, all right? Like, what do you want from me on this?
And now it's deleted again.
And no, I don't want anybody to actually get me shit from this list because I'm going to start getting shit from this list here soon. Mostly because there is a couple of Blu-ray sets of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure I'd like to add to the Plex server here soon, so... JoJo fans, be on the lookout for that, man. Because that's going to be my Christmas gift to you guys.
All right. Who was up after me? I think that was Val.
Yes.
Val, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, I know that school... Well, school's kicking your ass right now, I know.
Eh.
The Discord has absolutely just ripped apart that tiger gif.
Yeah.
At the top of Kristen's collection.
It started to fall into the Discord black hole.
Yeah.
It's half pizza now.
This is Kong by PornGirl180.
Kong 1.
That's the name of the file, but the name of the story is Kong.
No. Kong 1.
When Anne is shipwrecked on an exotic island, she realizes her only hope of survival lies with the largest primate on the island. Kong! F-Beast Reluck V.
Didn't we read that before?
I don't think so.
Not on show.
Oh, no, I'm mixing up with another one where it's
You're
like...
You're thinking of Battle Monkeys.
Battle Monkeys.
Yeah, the Battle Monkey. Anne awoke. Her throat was parched. It actually hurt. Too much seawater. Can we have more than, like, three words in...
No. The entire thing is just a bunch of sentence fragments.
Well, there was four words in the second sentence.
Oh, graduating.
She could hear the waves breaking nearby. How had she survived? She remembered the fishing vest. Wow.
Val, stop gargling salt water.
Never. She remembered the fishing vessel and how it suddenly capsized in rough seas. There wasn't time to signal the Coast Guard. The ship sank, not the sank ship. The ship sank quickly. Oh, Jack. Surely he made it. She rose up. Her right shoulder was bruised and felt numb. She was alone. Oh my God. Something roared horrendously in the distance. She jolted to her feet. She was weak, wobbly. She felt she needed to get to safety. Her dress was in tatters. The thing roared again. She decided to go the opposite? Yes, the opossum. The opposite direction. It's like someone made a storyboard or just like a list briefly of what they wanted in the story. And they just said, fuck it, I'm just... putting it all in a paragraph. As she ran down the beach barefoot, a large lizard came from behind her, snapping its massive jaws.
Nom nom nom.
Yep. She thought she could hear bone crunching. It was as big as a dinosaur, but that was impossible, wasn't it?
Nothing's as big as a dinosaur.
Except a dinosaur.
Maybe a King Kong.
It was catching up with her. She could not match its gait.
Nut match?
You said nut.
I hate it when people nut match my gait.
I know. Sweat beaded off her forehead. She would have cried if she could. He closed in. How does she know that the dinosaur lizard thing is a he?
It's got that big swinging dick.
Yeah, first thing she looks at is that big ol' honking swanger.
Yeah, you ever see that pic? The T-Rex with the giant bifurcated penis fucking the other T-Rex?
No.
I have not, and I do not wish to see it.
Why not?
Somebody post that picture.
Logan, post it.
No, I don't have it.
Lies.
Aren't you curious, Steve?
No.
Don't you want to see what wonders we have inside?
I am the opposite of curious. I am calm and reserved.
We have so many things to show you, Steve.
All right, let me get a permission slip. Oh, darn, my mom's not around to sign the permission slip. Guess I can't go with you, Cenobites.
Listen, your mom doesn't need to sign the Cenobite permission slip, right?
Just, yes, I
just,
do.
Just fiddle with the Rubik's Cube of Doom and fucking go with it, all right?
I would love it if a child, like, under the age of 13, called the Cenobites.
Steve, that happened.
Oh, and which one? 9?
That was, like, Hellraiser 3 or something. What happened was they took this autistic girl, like she was actually autistic in the movie and that was important to the plot, and they gave her the Camerix Obscura or whatever they fucking call it. And
the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, the Rubik's Cube of Doom. And they said, go solve it. And then she solves it. And then like fucking Pinhead shows up and he's like, wait a minute. I have been a bamboozled here. Then he looks over to the window where the double-sided glass is and he's like, you weren't the one who summoned me. And the girl's like fucking terrified and peeing her pants and stuff. And then like he breaks open the window and he's like, come with me, Dr. Evil guy. And then they put like fucking razor wire on his face. And he comes up later in the movie. And he's like, I get it. What now? What is this is all about? Ooh, I'm evil now.
David, thank you for posting your Amazon list because you reminded me of one of the dumbest pictures I've ever seen.
What is it? Oh, yeah.
The average person swallows 8 classic-style 4-inch brass door hinges with ball-tip finials in their sleep every year.
No, it's not finials. Finials.
Finials.
Oh, sorry, I don't know.
Also, what is that hand?
We have such sights to show you, I am Pinhead. No.
I have so many classic-style 4-inch brass door hinges with ball-tip finials to show you.
I have so many classic 4-inch brass door hinges with ball-tip finials to show you.
I'm sorry, Val. Please continue.
He closed in, mouth gaping, just like the picture of Hellraiser right now.
Can we talk about Hellraiser in space? Because that was a thing that happened.
Yeah, it was. And also on the internet.
We can talk about Hellraiser after we're done this story.
But I have to go to bed soon.
Dave, we shifted the start time so you could stay with us the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time is fucking 9 o'clock.
9:30. We start at 7:30. Our show is 2 hours long.
Who even has that much time in their day?
Dave, the show used to go until 10.
But an hour.
No.
No, half an hour.
Half an hour.
An hour.
Dave, you can't have us move the show earlier and then still leave.
I can do what I want. I am.
I can do what I want with my classic style 4-inch brass door hinges with ball tip finials.
My ball tip finials let me do whatever I want.
All right, I'll try and wrap this up then. Not really, but go ahead, Val.
She closed her eyes. Only dreams now.
Only dreams. No bad times. Only dreams.
A massive furry arm crashed down on the giant lizard's head. It stopped moving instantly. He grabbed her. She had to be dreaming. He was huge!
Oh, yeah.
A massive gorilla on a tropical island in the middle of nowhere. Yes. She was sure she was dreaming.
The Kirka Kardashian. Have you ever read that Twitter, by the way, Steve?
No.
No, thank you.
So, Kirka Kardashian is a Twitter that combines
He does this to himself.
I do. Yes. It combines the philosophy stylings of Soren Kierkegaard with Kim Kardashian tweets, and it's quite good.
Just like that gif you sent me.
I'm going to pull up someone here. You go ahead and keep going. I'll pull some up.
The gorilla grabbed her, roaring and yanking her to and fro as if to show all the other inhabitants what was his. Her shoulder throbbed, but she still couldn't yell. The pain was almost too much. Then she passed out. When she awoke, she was nude.
Oh!
She looked for her clothes, but they were nowhere to be found. The gorilla was watching her intently. Her gaze subconsciously made their way down his belly between his haunches, where his cock was engorged, jet black, jutting out and twitching.
Jet Jaguar, what?
Are you printing something? Because
I am not printing something. It's just haunted.
God damn it.
It's me. I'm wasting your paper by printing it out completely blank except for a single period.
He's printing out the fourth pizza poon.
Get the frigging ghost of your typewriter or whatever for your fourth pizza poon to pay rent.
Okay.
Oh, she felt mesmerized and disgusted at the same time. She tried to cover up. Then her eyes met his. Gray eyes. They were full of knowledge and wisdom and wanting. And loneliness. I'm not sure about the first two. He showed no aggression towards her.
His penis, on the other hand, was extremely aggressive.
Her nudeness, and not nudity, she soon discovered, was mere curiosity. She was near a period and her scent must have excited him.
Yeah.
Over the course of the next few days, she tried to escape, only to run into more of those lizard things, and the gorilla stopped them each time. She realized he wasn't holding her captive as much as protecting her. He brought her food, and by week's end, she learned to trust him.
Next up, I believe, is Sean.
Yep.
First rule of selfies. Pout your lips and suck in your cheeks, and the world will never suspect that you are in despair.
She was cold one night, and until now she had taken refuge on a kind of nest she had made from leaves. But tonight was bad. She was shivering, her teeth chattering, lips blue.
Dabadi.
Her toes were numb. She dared go near the sleeping giant.
I like my men like I like my coffee, unable in the end to quench my deepest yearnings.
That's depressing.
Bruh. Dude, have you ever read Soren Kierkegaard's stuff?
Yes, I have. I'm a philosophy X major.
That's terrible.
I know.
I'm glad you switched to computers, a much more viable contract. I'm
glad you switched to something useful.
Look, I was okay delivering pizzas for a while until I made it back into the philosophy department at my old college.
For a while is like 2 months.
On the yacht in St. Barth's, realizing we are just as deceived by the joys of life as by its sorrows.
Yeah, I mean, a cyclical system. It's like multi-tier marketing. Philosophy majors basically just make philosophy professors, and they keep running out of teaching positions, so that's why there's so many people driving for Uber Eats.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Ooh, Netflix signs a deal with Nickelodeon.
God damn it.
He opened his eyes and opened his arms a little. She squeezed between his chest and furry arm. He was so warm. She looked him in the eyes and smiled. Thank you, she said. He grinned.
Thank you!
You're welcome.
She held on to his arm and slept soundly for the first time in ages. When she awoke, he had brought her more food. He remained close. She held out her hand for him, and he walked close, gently touching his forefinger to hers. He was so gentle. He was sniffing the air. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. She thought.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
The right stuff.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Disney Plus.
What? No. They don't own the New Kids on the Block.
Yes, does Disney own the New Kids on the Block now? Hmm.
You know what? If anybody can hang tough, it's Disney.
Very funny.
It's very funny.
Her period.
No!
That's what got him so bothered, she thought.
Great.
Great sentence.
Great. Then, without even thinking much on the subject, she walked over to him and nuzzled her warm body against his hairy sheath. His head rolled back and her tiny hands worked his sheath. His cock slowly emerged. Hi there.
Hi there.
The tip was nearly the size of her head.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking gigantic.
Yes, this is King Kong.
Man, you're King Kong.
We're reading about King Kong.
You're reading about King Kong.
Your comedy takes a nosedive when you get tired.
Yeah.
She continued stroking him, licking the head. His cock jutted fully now from its sheath.
There are a lot of gorilla people in the furry scene.
You know, in the setting for my RP thing that never fucking happened.
Oh, sweet. On my new server, I'm totally making a new Sutherland's channel.
I'm not going to fucking contribute to that, Steve.
Damn.
I made it specifically a point to say no primate races and no domesticated animal races. So, like, no German Shepherd races and stuff like that, because that infers human intervention, as far as it. And the humans are the enemy of the actual, like, campaign area. So I was like, I don't want that. And a lot of people like Dixie Kong and fucking Candy Kong from the Donkey Kong series, but I'm not into it.
Okay.
I don't know. Other furries in the chat, let me know that you're a furry so we can talk about things. That's not evil at all.
It had been ages for the big gorilla since he had been paid attention to in this way, and reached between her own legs and began to rub her clit. The giant ape gently set her back onto her back, and Anne watched as he gripped his own cock, much like a man would, and began stroking himself. Anne pressed her clit, yearning for him, wishing he could be inside her. But there was no way, he was just too big. His pace quickened, and she found herself talking dirty to him as he stroked his enormous erection.
Come for me, baby! Fucking shoot that stuff all over me!
This is the sexiest Dr. Weird ever.
Steve, you've seen the Onion movie, right?
Yes.
Logan, have you seen the Onion movie?
Sex House?
No, the Onion movie.
Sex House?
No, what? No.
No, Cock Puncher.
Cock Puncher, yeah.
No.
And in this case, it's the music video Shoot Your Love All Over Me, and then in parentheses, Drown Me in a Milky Sea.
Yes.
Please go watch the Onion movie if you get a chance. Man, all right, Temsu, I fucking posted that and nobody reacted to it. I'm fucking sad, bruh. And also, all those slug box in our... Oh, God, yeah, the fucking... Oh, yeah.
All right, keep reading while he's distracted.
I do like the Hugh Cow look.
God damn it.
Let's get more of that, please. And then, Logan, we've got the feet. True love. Sean...
You're keeping yourself from bed at this point.
I don't think I like the true love dick vagina foot tattoos.
I just thought it was funny.
It is funny, but I don't think I like it. Know what I mean?
Yeah. She screamed, a woman possessed.
Yeah, he says dismissively.
He seemed to respond, throwing his head back as he began to come. Copious amounts of cum, thick white spurt shooting all over her small body, and she was shaking, wrapped up in the bliss of her own orgasm as he kept coming and coming and coming. This is just r/come on things.
Yep.
Right?
She was soon covered from head to toe. Her hair slicked back now as he licked the cum from her lips. It pooled under her. She could feel it seeping into her, so warm. She could feel it between her toes. She lay there a while, satiated for the moment. The large ape looked at her and grinned. More to come? The story was written as an adult fantasy. The author does not condone the described behavior in real life.
So I was going to let David off without reading another page. However, I'm going to make David read his fucking Amazon list. All of it.
Okay. Why?
Because it's a stall tactic to keep the next 15 minutes of the episode going.
NVIDIA Titan RTX graphics card. Evangelion 3.3, you cannot redo. Evangelion 2.2, you cannot starring, or you can starring Colin Clickenbeard and Spike Spencer. Evangelion 1.11, you are starring Allison Keith Shipp, Spike Spencer. Mysterious World, El Hazard, OVA, first series box, first press. Ah My Goddess, the movie, starring Bridget Hoffman, Kukikio Inoue. Ah My Goddess,
complete collection. You don't need to read the subs.
Ah My Goddess, Flights of Fancy, season 2.
All right, I'm already bored of this.
The complete series.
I think that'll do it for the night.
The Ancient Magus Bride, part 1. The
David, Ancient Magus Bride,
part
now.
2. Dead Man Wonderland.
Just face series.
Oh, is this like the job? Well, I have to thank the patrons first.
Just fucking send them to Boo Box 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I will give you props for putting Samurai Jack the complete series on here.
What? That's the only one you'll give me credit for?
Yeah.
I got Redline on here. I got Big O on here.
We already watched Redline.
So?
But he wants it for his own collection.
Like, I've got fucking Keijo on here.
Yes, which we've also already watched.
Is it wrong to pick up Girls in Dungeons?
All right.
Then I've got some classics like Vision of Escaflowne and shit like that.
Nobody's judging you based... Well, we are judging you based on your selection of anime.
You are judging me, you sack of crap. You're judging me like hardcore. You're like, well, he's got anime.
And with that profession of love, that brings us to the close of season 9.
Give me the Patreon list. I'm going to read it tonight.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, give it to me. Give it to me, Daddy Steve-O. Give me your sweet text cummies.
Oh, do you want me to put my magic...
No, just give me the list of things to read so I can read it, you ham.
Okay, I'm getting it for you. Hold on.
You delicious boar's head turkey oven gold mix.
You get to read the genital guardians.
No, I'm reading the whole thing. The whole thing.
But no, there's the general... I have to get two separate lists.
Okay. Yeti scream. Afrohawk. Alexander Grass Dragon Corvette. Cameron Leaf Mueller. Cassandra McCarthy, Disambiguity, Discus, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Evan Baumel, Matthew J., Pulp Sloth, the 14th, 15th, 17th, Richard Pryor, the angriest little pube in the cookie jar, and the waffle.
And now these are our Bogey beneficiaries.
That's Advent Dawn, I'm Mary Poopins, y'all, Mart Bell, Michael Fouch, Mary,
Min.
Wage,
Min.
Min.
We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks, once we've got David rehabilitated, or rather refurbished.
I'm dying.
And once I've gotten Logan at least one Korean barbecue.
He's hungry.
I'm hungry.
And at least, hopefully, some Sushi King.
And after I've watched a bunch of G Gundam with Sean...
He's
not allowed to watch it.
Yes, you are. We've told you that rule has been removed. The law can change.
You know, you cut out. All I heard was, you know, you can't, and then it just nothing.
All right, let me say that again. You know, the law can
blah,
change.
Blah, 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 I can't hear you.
Wow, are you really going to do that to me? You're really?
I am the law.
And also, after Val finishes all of her finals and no longer has... Well, I think she'll still have electricity.
She's no longer a cyborg.
She'll still be a cyborg. She'll be a cyborg, I think, until the new year.
Val 2.0.
Until, like, almost January.
Man, I want to be a cyborg. When is CRISPR coming to a doctor near me?
I don't know. It's the same time that stem cells are going to come to a doctor near you.
Yeah. Let me just get a straw and a bunch of stem cells and a Capri Sun.
Oh, God. Stem cell ramenade. Kickstarter when?
Ew.
I'll eat it.
If I do a ramenade with hardtack, would you eat it?
No. What?
First of all, you can't eat hardtack.
You only put it through your digestive tract.
It's designed to be sucked upon like a lollipop.
No, it would suck in all the moisture, like all the broth, so it would not be ramenade.
It would just become like a moist concrete block.
Yeah.
No, like a slightly wet concrete block.
Slightly floppy.
It won't make it floppy. It'll still be hard.
I will find a recipe for hardtack, and I will eat it. In fact, I'll do that as the inaugural episode of our cooking show whenever that happens. I will eat hardtack.
Ew.
Well, as soon as we get the fucking GoPro.
Okay. My mom's going to ask me what I want for the holidays, and I'm going to tell her political sanctuary somewhere so that we can no longer have a family fight over this shit. But in lieu of that, get me a GoPro. How's that sound?
That sounds fine.
Good.
But maybe don't say the first thing, because that probably hurts the chances of getting the GoPro.
Yeah, just lead with the GoPro.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Nutritious, Castles in the Sand. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.